This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Yes, I am, and proud of it. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know, again, I say to you, I'm good with grassroots, you know, protests, if you would. But when you have big money behind them, not so much. I give you no credibility. You got you guys that are protesting the Trump's nomination for what's his name? Gorsuch? I'm almost embarrassed because I can't pronounce his name right. But for the Supreme Court, when you show up with pre-printed signs, you know, when you show up with great equipment and all this and everything ready to go. Yeah, doesn't tell me that it was a spontaneous moment. Not at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, where was I? What was I going to do? Oh, yeah. I get lost in my own self. So, all this screaming about, you know, we want Muslims out. All this screaming about what we're doing is illegal and moral and wrong. Right? And, you know, we're hearing about all this stuff. And by the way, the Democrats didn't show up for work again today. Right? And they refused to show up and do anything. So my attitude is this. I'm real simple about stuff. You don't want to do your job. We sidestep you. You're screwed. You lose. You shouldn't be paid for those days. Look at the cowardice. They don't want to stay and fight. They think they're going to win just by not showing up to the committee hearings. They can't think they're going to win, though. They know that's not going to last long. They're going to be seen. You know, if they think they got a spanking in November, wait till the next time that comes around. Come on, think about it. Wait till the next time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. How quick the left has forgotten what Billy Bob Clinton did. And Barack Obama, and the rest of them. When it comes to how, and the media, well, hey, they loved it. Let's take a listen to what Bill and Oblamo and the rest of them had to say at some point in time about the Muslims, about immigration and that kind of thing. Take a listen.
All Americans.
Now, if you don't know, this is Bill. There's something wrong with you. This was at a State of the Union address. So this wasn't anything where he just kind of did an off-the-cuff thing. They went through this 100 times.
Not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country.
Okay, so he used illegal aliens, and he said rightly disturbed. Oh, my. Today, that would have been booed. They would have walked out. They never use those words today.
The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more.
They moved aggressively. What do you think about that? They're moving aggressively now to secure the borders. I didn't hear an outcry, did you?
by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation...
Oh, my! Did he just say that? He's going to say, but we're also a nation of rules. We're going to spend more money. We're putting money in the budget to beef up the border, to beef up security, to beef up the wall. That can't be. That can't be. He must have been drugged.
Of laws.
Even as we are a nation of immigrants.
Okay. Okay. You know that voice. I don't have to tell you who that is, right?
We're also a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws, and I believe that they must be held accountable.
Interesting. Did you hear what he said? Must be the drugs. I don't know.
Especially those who may be dangerous. When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system.
Yes, you did.
And I began by doing what I could to secure our borders. But today, our immigration system is broken. And everybody knows it. There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions. We'll build on our progress at the border with additional resources for our law enforcement personnel, so that they can stem the flow of illegal crossings and speed the return of those who do cross over.
Wow!
If you're a criminal, you'll be deported. If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up. We expect people who live in this country to play by the rules. We expect that those who cut the line will not be unfairly rewarded.
But they were.
The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century. And to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better, question my authority, question my authority, question my authority, question my authority, or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill.
There you be. There you go. So these guys were so self-righteous on holding back immigration, making sure that we were stronger, making sure we were better. Up until now. Hey, don't go far. Evan Sayet's going to join me after the break. I mean, he's got a lot to say. You'll have to take notes. You probably won't be able to keep up. The interview was pre-recorded, and so when we get to the last segment, you're going to hear me cut him off short. But later on tonight, when the podcast goes up, the whole thing will go up. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Heat up your coffee. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Do you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
He was a famous trumpet man. We are back. You're listening to Railside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right to my next guest. He's a friend of the show, and I don't get him on enough. I always have such a ball when he's on with me. Evan Sayat joins me. He's a comedian and author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. It's a prophetic book. I'm telling you, you got to get the book because it's a prophetic book. He called this years ago. He also has the distinction of having the most viewed lecture on the Heritage Foundation website. And I know you're going to slap me on that one, aren't you? Evan, thanks for being with me.
No, my pleasure. I'll take it. But it's funny because, you know, people just see things differently. You said in the intro that you feel like you never have me on the show enough, and I always feel like I've been on your show too much.
Oh, yeah. Boom, boom. You'll be here all week. Yeah, right. Oh, God. So, and listen, let's harp on your book for a few minutes, because we usually don't take as much time with it, but with all the lunacy that we've seen gone down in the last 10 days, and it's doing nothing but heat up, you called all this. You called this in the book.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorite reviews that I ever got was from the great Bill Whittle. Partly I was thrilled because it was the great Bill Whittle. But he said, in addition to saying that the book has forever changed the way he views the world, he said it is 100% predictive. And it is. You know, even over the many years since I first wrote the book, I think it's out for 4 years now, there is not an example that comes along where I say, oh, that doesn't fit the paradigm, or I don't, that doesn't make sense to me. It's always the modern liberal, and it's funny, when I was first writing the book, my thesis includes the fact that the modern liberal is morally and intellectually retarded at the level of a five-year-old child. And people would say to me, you know, I agree with you, but do you have to say 5 years old? That just sounds impossible. Can't you say, you know, can, or adolescent, or as they're just childish? Do you have to say 5 years old? And I did. I had to say it because that's exactly the age at which their moral and intellectual growth is forever stopped. You look at it, it boggles our mind. College children need Play-Doh and coloring books because they're obsessed by an idea. Play-Doh and coloring books. Because they really are five-year-old children.
Don't forget the puppies. Oh, my God.
And you need to be species-specific.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay, so you let people know. I mean, I realize that most of my listeners know who you are, but some people don't know. You're not just a conservative that's pounding on liberals. You were a liberal.
Yeah, I mean, I was a brain-dead liberal, as most of them are. I mean, there is a liberal ideology. But most people are just what I call the mindless foot soldiers for the cult of indiscriminateness. And that was me. I mean, I grew up New York City born Jew. Liberal was simply my default factory setting. You know, that's what Andrew Breitbart would say. I knew very little, which right away makes you a Democrat. But what I did know was that Democrats are good and Republicans are evil.
Wow.
I knew I'm good, so that makes me a Democrat. You know, I knew Republicans like war and Democrats like peace. I like peace. I must be a Democrat. You know, Democrats like the air. Republicans hate air. They pollute the air. They don't breathe air. I breathe air. I like air. I must be a Democrat. There really wasn't any thought behind my liberalism. I was just a kid in a liberal bastion.
Look at what's going on right now. Now, I'm okay with protests. I think it's good to have your voice be heard and to protest when you don't like something the government is doing as a whole. Last week when they had the Women's March, a couple of things came to mind. I don't ever remember the original Women's Suffrage March out there. I don't think I saw anybody in a vagina costume. I'm not so sure. I wasn't there at the time, but the pictures I've seen doesn't show any.
Well, there's only one reason, and that's because ye old vagina store had not yet opened.
Thanks, Ed. There's a vision, ye old vagina store. Oh, there's a vision I have now. But it almost seemed like it wasn't a woman's right rally. It was an anti-Trump rally. That's all it was. Even the interviews they were doing among these young people that were there, they had no clue as to what they were there doing. They were standing up for a woman's rights. But they couldn't tell you which ones they were.
Right, and which ones they'd lost, and which ones, and the ones that they say are out-and-out lies, that, like, women make 73 cents on the dollar. No, actually, they make $1 on the dollar if you actually include, A, the types of jobs they do, the hours they put in, and the time that some women take off to raise their children. You know, some women choose to take a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years out of their career to go and be good mothers. And therefore, when they come back into the workforce, they're 10 years behind the career of the man. So it's not like they're only, you know, well, you guys have the same amount of experience and the same amount, and you're working just as hard, so we're going to screw you. No, of course not, because if that were the case, everybody would just hire women. Why not get somebody who is just as experienced, just as qualified, just as hardworking, and pay them only 75%?
Look, I'm with you, but you said it earlier in the conversation, right? How the modern liberal thinks. I've always teased you and said I don't think that's right because they don't think. Yeah, and they
well,
don't.
It's an interesting. They don't think. But there's thinking behind their rejection of rational thought. You see, they've been raised to believe that thinking is an act of bigotry. Because whatever you think, Joe, it's going to be because you're white, because you're a man, because you're tall, because you're short, because you're fat, because you're rich, because you're poor, because you're... And therefore, the only way not to be bigoted is to never think at all. So there's thinking behind their rejection of thought.
I'm listening to this. I've listened to your speeches. I've heard you speak. By the way, Bill Whittle said that your book was perhaps the most important book I've read in the last 10 years, and the man is an avid reader. It has forever changed and clarified the way I view the world. And, you know, I've teased you about this over the years. And again, you've made me a believer. You know, liberalism, you have people always saying that liberalism is a sickness. I've kind of always rejected that. But I got to tell you, in hearing, you know, what's gone down and some of the things that the liberals are doing now, especially the liberal Democrats, I'm starting to believe that maybe it is a bit of an illness.
Well, I think of it just slightly in reverse, in that liberalism isn't a mental illness. It causes a mental illness, though. And that mental illness is, I want to think about how I want to present this because it's really powerful. There's a mental illness that has been around since the dawn of time. And it was suffered by a few people throughout every civilization, every era. But suddenly, in the modern liberal era, post-World War II, then the 60s, then the 70s, 80s, et cetera, it's gotten demonstrably and scientifically proven not only worse, it's become an epidemic. And that mental illness is called narcissism. I don't just mean self-centeredness. I don't mean egotistical. I mean the mental illness of narcissism. So why should it be that this mental illness that has existed forever suddenly became prevalent and now then dominant and now epidemic during this modern liberal era? It's because narcissism is the natural state of the five-year-old child. Every five-year-old child says, give me this, I want this, tells me, me. I didn't get what I want. Because the modern liberal is morally and intellectually retarded at the level of the five-year-old child, he never passes through the stage of narcissism, and what is the natural state to be outgrown of the five-year-old becomes the permanent state of the modern liberal.
We got to go a quick break, but when we come back, you're talking about narcissism. I'm having these names like Schumer and Pelosi and Reid pop through my head. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back with Evan Sayer.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't get to have too many prophets on this show, and I love when he's on with me. I always have a good time with him. Evan Sayet, comedian and author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. It is a prophetic book. And I say that because a lot of the things he calls out in the book, you're seeing happen in the liberal community today. He also has the stinks of having the most viewed lecture on the Heritage Foundation website. Again, Evan, thanks so much for being with me today.
My pleasure. And it's not just that it's been happening today. You know, when I first, the book is based on a lecture that I gave to the Heritage Foundation, which you typically in the opening, the introduction, and you did today, you mentioned is the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's entire history. I mean, people just sent it to people who sent it to people who sent it to people who sent it to people. And when I gave that talk, it's coming up on literally exactly the 10th anniversary. I'm going back to the Heritage Foundation to give a 10th anniversary speech. That's almost unheard of, to give a speech about a speech. And back then, I gave as examples, because I make the argument the modern liberal is not only always wrong, he is always as wrong can be. Everything that he believes about himself, about the world, is diametrically opposed to the truth. And he cites always of evil, failure, and wrong. And back when I originally gave the talk, the examples I gave is he cites the Palestinians over the Jews. He sides with Saddam Hussein over America. He sides with promiscuity over childhood abstinence. Then, when the book came out a few years after that, I was able to point to Barack Obama and how he unceremoniously took the gift of the bust of Winston Churchill and returned it to England, but happily took the gift of a book of an anti-American book of a socialist dictator, Hugo Chavez. And then I pointed to all of the places where there have been uprisings during the Obama administration. Obama sided with evil or the lesser or our enemy over good or an ally. So when there was an uprising in Iran, there was the Green Revolution in Iran. He sided with the Ayatollahs and allowed them to crush that revolution. If you looked at the revolution that took place in Egypt, all right, he sided against America's ally, Mubarak, in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood. If you look at his treatment of Israel, if you look at Ferguson, Missouri, He sided with a career thug who had just strong arm, who tried to murder a cop, and he took the attempted murderer's side. It doesn't matter what the issue is. And now we can continue and fast forward, and whatever the issue is, if you want to know where the Democrat stands, he stands on the side of evil, failure, and wrong, and against the good, right, and successful.
You know, you mentioned narcissism in the last segment when we were talking, and I told you jokingly, but that Pelosi and Reid and Schumer and those people start bouncing around in my head. And I've been listening to them, and I know you're going to have a field day with this. I've been listening to them over the last few weeks. You know, Schumer has come out several times in his speeches and said, you know, Trump needs to come more to the Democrat side. He needs to govern the way the Democrats govern. And I'm thinking, didn't you resoundingly get shut down in the last election? I mean, didn't you guys get pushed aside?
But they got pushed aside by a basket full of deplorables, you know. And by the way, that is absolute. That might have been impolitic for Hillary to have said. But it is exactly what Democrats believe. They believe that anybody who's not a leftist elite is a racist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and everybody who isn't a member of the leftist elite is a loser. And in fact, and the reason for this is because the people who don't vote Democrat are the people who have jobs. Okay, they are the people who work in the Midwest, who have small shops and garage mechanics and oil field workers, and the ones who vote Democrat are all the ones who either aren't working or who have jobs that don't require any sort of physical labor. And they really do think that if you have a job, you must be stupid. You know, Elizabeth Warren is smart. She doesn't do anything. She teaches one class, and she makes $350,000. Obviously, she's smarter than you, you schmuck, who gets up at 5 in the morning in the freezing cold to work on other people's cars for $40,000. So they really do believe that everyone in America who isn't the leftist, either on welfare or suckering the system like an Elizabeth Warren, you must be a schmuck.
Yeah. I'm amazed at that. Now, Pelosi came out today. I don't know if you heard about this one. But she came out, and I want to talk about Trump in a minute, but I got to get this stuff off of me. Pelosi said the Democrats do the Lord's work, and Republicans dishonor God. This was the same woman that the Pope wouldn't give her any audience when she was in Rome because she's a pro-abortion, right? I mean, again.
But the idea that they are God's gift, and we are the devil. I mean, this is the way they like a child. You know, children speak in hyperbole. You're the best mommy in the whole wide world. You're the worst parent ever. I hate you. I love you. And if you look at the Democrats, they are the children, and that's the way they speak. So Barack Obama was the Messiah. George Bush was Hitler. John Kennedy was a noble knight on a white steed living in Camelot. Dick Cheney is Darth Vader. This kind of hyperbolic thinking is child. I mean, it's the way children think, and that's the way liberals think, because liberals are children.
Yeah, you're. I haven't much thought of that, but you're right. I mean, it's always amazing to me. At some of the comments that they use. And you know, that we bought in, not you and I, obviously, but we bought into this, or society has bought into this. Like, can you imagine calling Obama Hitler, or Hitler-esque, or
right.
Hitler-ish?
Right.
My God.
But here's the irony of it all. They really are. All right, not Hitler-esque, but what they share is socialism. You know, one of the papers I'm working on right now is, at the end of World War II, it was universally recognized we could never allow anything like National Socialism, Nazism, to happen again. And what the left succeeded in doing was convincing itself that the problem with National Socialism was nationalism. And they went about destroying nationalism, whether it was in Europe, where they did it by creating a European Union, or whether it was in America, where they made patriotism into xenophobia. If you were a patriot, you were a terrorist. And by the way, you're not an American, you're an African-American. And so you're an Irish-American, or you're a Jewish-American. The problem is that the evil was never nationalism. Nationalism isn't evil. Nationalism is a morally neutral term. It depends on what nation you love. If you love Nazi Germany, then nationalism is evil. But if you love America, then nationalism is great. In fact, nationalism is one of the only bulwarks against the evils of socialism. Yeah, nationalism was used to promote socialism in Nazi Germany. But nationalism was also used to fight socialism when the Nazis were bombing the British. If the British didn't love Great Britain, why would they stand up to the bombing? They would just say, sure, take us over. You know, in fact, you're seeing this in the not-nationalist Europe of today, where the Germans are saying to the Muslims, come on in, take us over. We're nothing special.
I know. I am amazed that Europe has been through so much over its history, and they're seeing the same kind of things happening again, and it's almost like they're blind to it. Are they afraid, or are they blind? Have they forgotten over the years?
Well, what they are afraid of is that judgment, thinking, is an act of bigotry. They have a history of bigotry, especially the Germans. And so to make sure they don't repeat their history of bigotry, they're going to be totally indiscriminate. They're not going to even judge Islam because they are such bigots that they can't trust their own judgments, and they're going to be totally non-judgmental. And meanwhile, they're letting in people who literally are going to kill them.
Yeah, I agree with you. And listen, Evan, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to touch on the Jewish community, and then I want to touch on Trump. With everything that's gone down with Israel, we haven't talked about this in a while, but with everything that's gone down with Israel, with everything that's going down today, you know, in Hollywood, are the Jews still strongly behind the Democrats? Let's hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Lots coming up. Evan Sayet joins us. Please, don't miss this. You're going to have so much fun. You're going to learn a lot.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
Man, you know what? If I, come to think of it, I screwed up. See, last week I should have gone to the women's group, the women's march, and I should have played this. Right? I probably would have been crucified in a matter of minutes. But, I mean, think about it. I mean, this was the 70s. This was, you know, we objectified women. I guess that was an okay thing to do then. And if you ask Beyonce, it's an okay thing to do today. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Evan Sayet joins me. He's a comedian and author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. Again, I'm just going to say it. I think it was a prophetic book. He also has the single most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation history. And he's going back for a 10-year anniversary on that. Quickly tell us about that.
First of all, just let that sink in. I'm going to give a speech about a speech I gave. I mean, there's only a handful of speeches, you know, in all of history that you go back and you commemorate and you revisit. So simply that honor is just another one of those things that says, yeah, this was a really, truly important talk. That's why I read just the most brilliant article the other day about Trump, and there I am, all over the article. I mean, this thing that he's writing, and the basic premise, and so on and so forth. And it's all this talk that I gave, and I see my work and my thesis reflected in so many people's thoughts once they've heard it, because, look, the reason it became so famous and became so popular was because I answered a question that we have that nobody else has answered in a satisfying enough way, which is why so many people who are in every other way smart, decent, kind, I mean, our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues, they're not evil.
No.
They're not stupid. So why do they reject fact? Why do they reject reason? And why do they side invariably with evil over good, wrong over right, ugly over beautiful, profane over profound? I mean, we go back to this Women's March. How is it they think that dressing up as giant vaginas is somehow going to convince us of the moral rightness of their cause?
Not going to convince me. It actually, I wouldn't give anybody any serious credibility if they're standing there talking to me about women's rights while they're dressed up as a vagina. I just.
And in fact, it is the antithesis of what a woman's rights rally should be, because the entire point is I'm not just my vagina. That's the entire point of
right?
the real and original and meaningful women's rights movement, the one that this has gone beyond and, in fact, has become the antithesis of. This is just five-year-old children having a good time together, not knowing what they're talking about, but knowing that they hate anybody who disagrees with them.
Yeah, I hear you. And I agree with you. It's interesting in listening to some of their conversations that they were having. And you know, they shut down even the reporters from the smaller groups that I saw some of the clips of, Evan, when they're just trying to have a conversation, you know, with somebody that's protesting. And, you know, what are you here for? What right specifically are you upset about? And they just start throwing obscenities at them. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you get your message across if the only thing that you're doing is yelling at people?
Well, the way they get their message across is that they own the schools, they own the media, they own... And so the last piece of that puzzle is violence. And the left has always been violent because it has to be violent because it is incapable of making rational arguments in favor of their point. You know, I'm trying to think of how I had worded it at one point, but having come to their beliefs without benefit of rational thought, when it comes time to try to convince others, they don't have rational thought with which to convince them. So all they have is their anger and their infantile nature, but unfortunately, they can be extremely violent. And as you know, Ben Shapiro tries to go to speak on campus. David Horowitz goes to try to speak on campus. And it is a violent activity because the left is and always has been violent. You know, it was William Ayers who was the terrorist. It was the left that was the Weather Underground, the Black Panthers. We've never been violent. We're the Tea Party. We don't even litter.
I know. I was saying this the other day on the show. You think about the Tea Party protests. There was no damage done. There were people smashing windows. You know, I mean, we just don't operate like that because we know it takes away from the message.
No, what's so funny is not only don't we do that, but we actually go and get permits in order to protest.
And we clean up after ourselves. I know. This is great. Hey, listen, before I lose you to the time here, the Jewish community, all right? You know, you and I have had this conversation a million times, but I'm still foggy in the head about this, where I'm looking at what Obama, what the Democrats have done to Israel, what they continue to do to Israel, and is the Jewish community, are they starting to get the message, or have we not moved the needle with the Jews at all?
No, I absolutely believe we've moved the needle, and a lot of the thanks goes to the Republican Jewish Coalition and Matt Brooks, who's the executive director. There's actually now a forum and a champion for conservative Republicans and Jews. The problem is, when you think about Jews, it's different than any other religion that's out there. When we talk about the Christian community, all right, we're talking about people who believe in Jesus Christ. When we're talking about the Islamic community, we're talking about people who believe that the Quran is the final testament of God. When you talk about the Jewish community, we're talking about a whole lot of secular Jews who don't believe anything, don't practice anything, have absolutely no Jewish affinity. What do they do that makes them Jewish? The only thing that makes the secular Jews Jewish is that they fell out of a Jewish womb. All right, they are. So why would they care about Israel? And just as importantly, why would they have any morality or decency? You know, if you're a Jew, you have morality and decency because you believe in the Ten Commandments and the Bible. If you're a Christian, you have morality and decency. Why would they? I'm not saying they're all immoral and indecent, but why would you expect them to have any values? And so these secular Jews, or as Prager calls them, non-Jewish Jews, they have no affinity for Israel. They couldn't give a damn about Israel. They are leftists. That's their religion. And it's funny because you can draw a straight diagonal line from 0 to 100 that goes according to how Jewish you actually are. Those who are Jewish by nothing but accident of birth, they were born to a Jewish mother, they almost 100% vote Democrat, the secular Jews. The Jew or the Reformed Jews who practice a little bit of Judaism are more likely to vote Republican. Still overwhelmingly Democrat, but more. You get to the conservative Jews, and they are more likely to vote Republican. You get to the Orthodox Jews, almost 100% Republican. Why? Because the more Jewish you are by belief and practice, morality and decency, the more likely you are to support the Republican Party.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? And I need to keep talking to guys like you and a few others to make sure that people understand it. It's you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all, and the Jews need to be... I've got a lot of Jewish friends. I grew up around a lot of Jewish people, and they were all people that I always felt made total sense. And now when I see some of this other stuff, I go, okay, well, wait a minute. There's something wrong here. But let's jump over. Let's jump into the Trump land, okay? And I'm going to ask you the obvious question, because this morning it's kind of trending. Is Trump moving too fast? Is he going to get himself in trouble? I think it's a great thing personally, but I want to hear your thoughts on this.
No, I'm thrilled to see him move as quickly as he is. I want him, and I listened to his talk to the Republican Congress people today, and it was spectacular. I want him to follow the law. I want him to recognize the division of powers in America and be respectful of those things, but where he can, by law and by rightful and righteousness, sign executive orders, especially to undo the damage that this last president did through executive orders, I think he's doing great. You know, one of the things that makes me think Trump is going to be, is going to usher in one of the greatest times in American history, is that we have been so damaged by the insanity of the left, where our schools don't teach Shakespeare because he was white, where our universities don't teach Aristotle because he was white. And it's just so obvious how to fix our education system. Start teaching the good stuff again.
Right.
You know, it's so easy to fix our economy. Of course you build the XL pipeline. You know, it's so easy to fix the immigration problem. Put people on our borders and enforce the laws. I mean, it's just such common sense that all he has to do is commonsensical things, and in this country that has so much greatness in it, will become great again.
But listen, Evan, back to your book and back to your thought process here about the modern liberal, you know, the XL pipeline was looked at, was researched for 6 years by the EPA and by the State Department. They both gave it the green light, a good bill of health, and said go with it. And the president's the one who shut it down. And now you've got all these Democrats screaming about the ecosystem and how bad this is going to be. So what, the EPA that they love and trust and bow down to, now they don't believe in?
Well, that would be a seeming contradiction. But Ayn Rand made such a brilliant observation. She said there are no contradictions. If you think you found a contradiction, you must question your supposition. If you suppose that they love the EPA, then you're making a mistake here. There seems to be a contradiction. No, they want to undermine American business. They think that America is successful because we had slaves, and America is successful because we stole Mexico, and America is successful because we're imperialists.
Okay, we got to go for a break, but here's the deal. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show, and on the podcast, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live, listen live, take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far.